Hello and welcome to Loving Me, Myself, and Life with me, Jody Misiak. And today I want to like pull the curtains back and be like super transparent with you and honest. I am still a people pleaser. Not always, but sometimes. I have spent so much of my life people pleasing people. Say that three times fast. That I sometimes fall into old patterns and habits. Because it's just something that my brain started programming. And yes, I'm more aware of it and conscious of it. And I've worked on it throughout so many years now. But I still fall into it sometimes. So I know like in high school, I was friends with like almost every clique that there was there. Because I could just adapt and be the person they wanted me to be. So I've done it for so many years, even around family. And I know, I'm trying to remember exactly when I finally was like, oh, wait a second. I guess it was when I started really starting my self-love journey, where I'm like, wait a second. I started thinking about like my wants, my needs. And instead of just being like, well, if I do this, what are they going to think of me? So I started changing that. However, just because, you know, I started changing it doesn't mean I don't fall back into the people pleaser ways sometimes. Like I've caught myself so many times where I'm like, wait a second. And it's not about harming other people, but it is putting your needs first. Because I'll be like, oh, what is so-and-so going to think about this? Or what is so-and-so they're going to think about that? Even sometimes posting on social media where I'm like, oh, what are people going to think? It happens. So if you feel that way sometimes or find yourself there often, know that you're not alone. You also don't have to live that way as often as you do if you're doing it all the time. And like I said, my big turning point from going like, people pleaser, you know, 24/7 or almost 24/7 to a lot less was when I got really clear on who I was. And I know even last episode I talked about, you know, working on yourself helps the relationships around you. And it's so true. So everything works better when you take time to grow the most important relationship in your life, which is with yourself. You are the person you need to live with the longest. It's going to be the longest relationship you ever have, ever. It's with you. So to talk about it again, you might be like, this is redundant, Jody. But here we are. It is something that is true. If you find yourself being a people pleaser, you know, constantly worrying or wondering what other people are going to think, how do I look to this person? Or like, what are people, you know, like this and that? Start being really clear on who you are. When you know who you are, you'll care less of what people think you are because you're like, this is who I am. And this is like the confidence will come through. When you're more confident in who you are because you know who you are and like what your whys are for your life and things like that, then you can really like stand confidently on your ground and really move forward towards your dreams with so much confidence and like, yeah, I got this. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to fall down sometimes because it happens. It does. Like nothing is ever perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's about trying the best you can. And actually in our house, we don't say practice makes perfect. We say practice makes better. So the same thing goes with your self-love journey. You know, that like, and you don't even have to call it self-love if you don't want the relationship with yourself. Things aren't always going to be perfect. No relationship is perfect. It's about, you know, doing, you know, keep going, practice, you know, maybe try out journaling or meditating or whatever works for you. Not all, you know, one size fits all kind of thing. But when you find what works for you, that is what works for you. Don't let anybody else talk you out of it. It might be like crazy. Like, you know, maybe you need to do a headstand like every night before bed. I don't know. But whatever works for you is what works for you. And that's because it's for you. And I hope that makes sense. So I've actually, when I fell back into the people person, and I'm going to be here, let me be completely transparent right here now, right here. This is who I am. I've spent so many years hiding behind personas. Like, I don't even know how many personas I had. So many that I didn't even know who I was. But here's the truth. Recently, we were in the middle of selling our house, and we want to move across the country to something that, like, I was so clear on what I wanted. Things seemed to be seamlessly working out. I had signs all around that said, yes, like, do this. And then everything went to a halt in March, where, like, things shut down, the kids were home, I couldn't spend time with myself as much as I used to. Like, every morning, the kids would go off to school, my husband would take them to school and daycare, and I would have, like, a half hour to do my morning routine, which was, like, yoga, meditating, tapping, like, EFT tapping, and sometimes journaling if I felt that was necessary, or if I felt like it, I guess, if I'm being completely honest. So I had that time, but then the world changed. It went crazy sauce, and I had to change the way I saw things a little bit. And then I also was like, is this a sign? Like, what is it? I was overthinking things. I let fear get the best of me. And then finally things were working out again. And it's like, oh, we're selling our house. But it's like, wait a second. Like, things were half working out, and I just wasn't feeling connected to my why, and I wasn't connecting to who I am. And I had to take some time to just get really clear, because I didn't have the time to just listen as much as I'm used to opening up space. And I was really uncertain about things. I was like, are we making the right decisions? Like, you know, I just felt really blocked, really stuck. And I think I went that way for a couple of weeks. Like, I was just around miserable, which was making everybody else in the house miserable. Until I realized that I needed to change the way I was looking at things. I needed to open up space for myself. And is everything perfect right now? No. But it's getting better. And things are flowing a little bit more. They're not at where they were before, I'll be completely honest. Like, where things literally were just flowing like a beautiful river. I still have to get myself out of the way a little bit. However, things are a lot better once I reconnected to who I am. I did a lot of journaling. And I'm allowing more space, but still, we do have the kids home. So it is that fun little balance between, you know, finding that quiet space, because I can pretty much hear our kids anywhere in the house. You don't realize how small your house is until you have to live in it with everybody all the time without leaving. Like, I thought, like, our house is a good size, and it's like, I can still hear you. Anyways. So yes, I can still worry and wonder what other people are going to think of me. It was what I'll call a bad habit. And, you know, it's really easy to create a bad habit, and it can be more challenging to replace it with a positive one. However, practice makes better. So it's, again, coming back to that relationship with yourself to get clear on your whys. So if you find yourself trapped or getting stuck in falling into, like, pleasing other people or worrying what other people are going to say or think or feel about you, connect back with yourself. Maybe make a list of what's most important to you in your life. You know, your values, it's coming up with, like, what do you value most in life? And things like that, like, get really clear on what you want, who you are. And then when people might judge you or, like, not quite believe in what you're doing, you'll so strongly know that that's what you're doing or being, that they won't be able to knock you down. Or very, like, they might be able, you know, move you slightly, but you'll know deep down that that's what you want. And just stick there and stay there. because it can be, you can get knocked down, and we just gotta brush ourselves back up, or off, and get back up, right? So for me, I actually, with the whole moving thing, like, we are making a massive change in our life. And my husband and I, we spent some time talking about this. Like, we were very clear on where we wanted to go. But because of everything else, I started thinking, like, well, maybe we can't leave the province. Like, we at one point, we couldn't actually fly anywhere to go look at homes across the country. So we're like, well, maybe we don't do this. And then because of my uncertainty, a lot more uncertainty came into play, where it's like, well, if we live here, like, I let fear get in. I let my ego talk me into things. Like, when you compromise your world, it can be a spiral effect. Now, I'm not saying, like, obviously we need a home to move to, and we will do whatever we can. And we're very much, like, for me, it's like, I'm open to possibilities. So we have an idea, and we want to work towards that idea, but it might not necessarily look like that idea right now. But I can't let, like, my ego and my crazy fear get in. And when you know who you are, you can actually tell the voices apart. I do this with my clients and stuff too, because I'm an empowerment coach, and we did this in training and things too, where you can have these different voices that aren't you, these personalities that you were. It's not like you have a personality disorder, but I'm not saying that. But we have these beliefs in our head, and they can come from childhood. They can come throughout any of our life journeys. They might not be our own. So it's being very clear of, like, what's coming into your head. Like, is that, you know, actual my voice, or is that, like, a belief that I was told years ago about my life? And it's being able to pick those out so they don't sabotage what you want to do with your life. So I know I kind of went a little bit down a different path here. It all comes down, though, to when we're a people pleaser, that's like, there's something about us that either we want to hide from the world, that we don't feel like we're worthy enough as the person we are right now. Yeah. So we want to hide something, or we feel like not worthy of the person we are. And please just don't let neither of those things, like, really stop you from living the life you are meant to live, because you're an amazing person. Let the world see who you really are. So it's embracing who you are. So I definitely, like I said, I've been on the self-love journey for over a decade now. It was actually just a year before I met my husband. I was a mess before I met my husband, and I spent a year before meeting him to really, like, that was when my self-love journey really began. And if I didn't take those steps, I don't think I'd be married to my husband today, because I wouldn't have been in a place to allow love in on a healthy level. Like, it was, and I say mess in, like, a loving way. Like, I was chasing guys just because I didn't feel worthy. So that's just a little bit of a little hidden tidbit about me. I think I might have shared this earlier in a different episode. But the relationship with ourselves, again, is the most important relationship we'll ever have in our life. We don't need to belittle who we are or to beat ourselves up. Now, if you have, this is a great time to forgive yourself in doing that. And just start building up that relationship with yourself. And everything else in your life will start to look so much brighter and flow so much better. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye for now.